Okay.
All right. So we're at the Mammoth Show, right? You went to the keynote address this morning.
Exactly.
So should I, you say your name and where you're from?
My name is Brett R. Johnson. I'm from 80 Boss Vending Services in Holland, Michigan.
All right. And what did you think of the keynote address this morning?
It was very good. I kind of got the feeling that he could have gone all day. In fact, even with the question and answer parts, he really didn't. He was a little political and dodged a few things, as all good politicians do, but he did bite on a few of the questions a little harder than I might have thought he would have. But it's very entertaining, very motivating, and it'd be interesting to see how the rest of the year ends up for him.
Do you think you could take away any of what he said for your own business?
Well, yes. Yeah, there's always things with shows like this that if there's even like the small thing that you walk away with or a new perspective that you can find, this is always, it's always great. Even if you find just that one thing that changes your outlook.
Yeah.
What's that?
Can you share what that one thing is?
Well, towards the end, I think, was that when he's talking about the construction workers, and you know how we have all sorts of people in our business, and everyone from the route specialist to the et cetera, and everybody's got their opinions and their size and their and what they're good at, and just like I said, loving folks for for who they are and what they do for the organization and how it's accomplished. So, how's that?
Good. Did you check out the were you here for the NAMA growth strategy talk?
No, actually, we just came in this morning. Our president was here, has been here for the entire festivities, but the vice president and I just drove in for the day. We've got some pretty big commitments this week and some other stuff, but so we thought we'd get up early and get on the road and head on down, and here we are.
Was there anything specific you're looking for here at the show?
Well, this right here is some of the items. Healthier okay. things.
Yes,
the Sasquatch. I've seen when he does to some of those people in commercials.
It's a fun time. All right, no, so healthy products?
Yes, yeah. Newer accounts that we have, we've done a lot of Balance for Life, better choices, healthier selections over the years, and to mainstream that into what we're actually doing. But most recently, we've been challenged to really adhere to these tight guidelines for all the machines. You know, it was just the snack, but now we also have it with the food machine. We've got X amount of milligrams of sodium, X amount of calories. They don't seem to be concerned terribly with total fat, but saturated fat is like the real hot button. But I guess if you've got that one under control, everything else kind of falls into place too.
Sure.
But that with the sodium has been the real challenge, because when we first started looking at putting together menus and coming up to the solutions for this customer, that was going to be a cakewalk. You know, we've got all these great sandwiches that we make that are, you know, they're only 200 calories, this and that, this are on whole wheat, they're something else. And then it's like I started looking into breaking the ingredients apart, and the sodium is just, it's everywhere. I mean, it's just, you start looking at the sodium in the air. I mean, it's, and that's why I asked him about the 200, the 200 milligrams, because we've got, and it's coming. And, you know, there's, and arguably too, I guess we really don't know what the effects of too much sodium are and how this is all going, but they do have to figure out a way to keep the profiles the same, because I don't know, have you ever had a low sodium V8 juice?
No, but I've had no salt ketchup, which is just bizarre.
Oh, well, yeah. The V8, I've always been a fan of the V8 ever since,
right?
I was a kid. I've loved tomatoes, I can't stop eating them. I think I took my first sip of the low sodium V8 and I about spit it out. I thought they were trying to poison me. But it was like almost like if you were like 83% of your daily intake along with your serving of vegetables. But it's just, it really is. Once you start looking at it and looking for it, it's everywhere. So, you know, it's kind of like, you know, somebody tells you about a yellow Ford Escape and you've never seen one, but then since they mention it, you see four of them in the next week. It's like, why didn't I ever see those before? They're, but it is. It's. It's, I think, as an industry and as everything else too, with all this, since we're to blame for everyone that's overweight in the country, you know, and rightfully so.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarcasm
har.
There.
Right. Yeah. It's we can't. You know, we've got to you know, actively try to merchandise products that are, that will be consumed. Yeah, and that want to be. They want to be. I mean, there's, you know, for me, and I think a lot of it too is mindset, where, you know, even baked chips, you know, they are way better than they were 5 years ago. I mean, if you only tried them, if you've only tried them 5 years ago and that's what you're basing it on, you need to try them again, because they have come a long way. And, you know, the reality is, it's like, you know, I've made the move to them because, you know, if I do decide to go grab that second bag, I think I'm still under the calorie and fat content of what that Doritos was straight up was. So we've got room, and just everybody needs to, you know, that's sort of like the, we chose the balance for life, because it's nutrition, education, and balance. It's a balanced approach to this. There's no reason you can't have anything that's here. You just need to make, you know, your choices for the rest of the day around that. So.
Right, absolutely.